Oh, boy. I'm excited for this conversation. Ben Bruss texted me, said, yeah, you got to call him the most handsome man in sports media. So I'll do just that. Stephen Watson with us now. You see him on Bally Sports Wisconsin, the Brewers and Bucks host. Bucks got a big win last night. It was a really fun game against the Nets. Stephen had an awesome sit down with Giannis I saw yesterday on Twitter. So good stuff. Stephen, how are you, my friend? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Even Giannis knows what craisins are. By the way.
Oh, so you caught that. I was actually going to ask you about craisins. Do you enjoy a craisin, Stephen Watson?
I do. I love a craisin on a salad. That's usually my go-to craisin option. I heard Greg Matzik likes it with his breakfast, but I'm more of a craisins on salad.
All right, so I know what I'm doing immediately when I get out of the studio, Stephen. I'm going to go across the street. I'm going to pick up some craisins. I'm going to try it with a salad, I think. That sounds really good. I've had cranberries on a salad, but not craisins.
Yeah. Maybe feta or goat cheese, something like that. It's a nice fall salad for you. Maybe some apples will fit the time of year for you.
Wow, this guy gets it. Stephen Watson just gets it. Stephen, hit me with this, man. What was your initial reaction to the David Stearns news this morning? I think the timing makes sense, but I was surprised by the announcement.
Yeah, I think I was surprised by the news dump of it coming the day before the World Series started. I was not surprised by the news itself. I think this is a situation where the Brewers have probably been in conversations with David Stearns about his long-term fit in Milwaukee for quite some time. And in their estimation, it probably wasn't going to be much beyond this one-year contract that he has remaining in Milwaukee. I don't believe Mark Attanasio, understanding how competitive he is, would allow him to go to a team, namely like the Mets, to compete against him with what David Stearns is able to build here in Milwaukee. But I do think that Attanasio was afraid of losing two of his key pieces and allowing, you know, Matt Arnold to stay within the organization, take over the reins, because it would have been a doomsday scenario if they didn't give the promotion to Arnold and watch Stearns then walk away and lost both of them. So I think that this was probably something that was in the works for a while. Again, this is just my opinion. This is nothing I know from inside the organization. But I think it was a situation where we know how good of a piece Matt Arnold is. He's well-respected in the organization. He's well-respected in baseball. Been working for 22 years, every single year with David Stearns here in Milwaukee, all seven of them. So I'm not too surprised by the news. I think just the day of it coming before the World Series did feel a little bit Thursday, Friday news dumpy.
Yeah, it certainly did. An 8 a.m. release-ish. You know, I woke up and saw the news, so that was certainly interesting as we chat with Stephen Watson from Bally Sports Wisconsin. You know, Greg Matzik, you said you heard the end of his appearance, so I got to ask. He got me all fired up telling me about Arnold's back raise and with the Reds, small market guy. You're a UW grad. I feel like there's a parallel here with Jim Leonard and Matt Arnold being in-house, getting promotions. We hope Leonard's is permanent, but Arnold's clearly is as he gets promoted to the president of baseball operations. His background, really unique, and I think something Brewers fans can really get excited about.
Yeah, I think just naturally people in Wisconsin like to root for Wisconsin folks. We've seen it in a lot of situations, none closer than the Brewers with Craig Counsell and the job that he's done as the manager of the Brewers. And Matt Arnold has made it very clear that he loves being here and he wants to stay here. And I think he does take a lot of pride in what he built, helped build in Tampa, another small market organization, because that is one thing about Major League Baseball that's so unique to other professional sports. Is it really does favor the big market teams. And for the sustained success that Milwaukee was able to have during the David Stearns era, that Matt Arnold was his right-hand man along all of it, the fact that he still wants to be here and believes in this organization and in this team, and he has a lot of great pieces in the short term as we look ahead to next season and, you know, controllables for really a couple more seasons, namely in that rotation, and young stars like Willy Adames. This is not a bad scenario for the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, they do have a lot of positives to look for in the short term, and that's what I would probably warn most Brewers fans of, is not to get too hyperbolic about this decision, because I do think they have something special in Matt Arnold and a guy who really does see himself being here long term.
Yeah, let's piggyback off that, Stephen. I was going to ask you, we don't tell people how to feel, but I was going to ask, how should Brewers fans feel, right? Hunter Vaughn, our producer, said he's scared. He's terrified. He's not really sure what's coming for the Milwaukee Brewers as they miss the playoffs for the first time in 5 years, and now they make a change at the top. How should Brewers fans, you know, be feeling right now? Is this as big of a change as we think it is, or with Matt Arnold getting the promotion, will things kind of be steady and remain as they were?
I think it's going to feel like a big change just because of what David Stearns was able to build here as the architect of the most successful, consistent era in Milwaukee Brewers team history. I don't think that's hyperbolic to say at all. I mean, four straight trips to the postseason really should have been five, and I think David Stearns would be the first to tell you, as he did, that they learned from what the moves that they made at the trade deadline that kind of messed with the culture of the organization during the second half. But they still were one game out of the postseason. My message to fans, and as a Philadelphia sports fan growing up, I don't try to tell people how to feel because that usually doesn't end well for me. But I think it's fair for fans to demand more, and they should demand more. But I guess my message would also be, don't be less appreciative in spite of that, because what the Brewers have been able to do since 2017 is pretty remarkable as a small market team. And I know that people in Wisconsin and people in Milwaukee don't like to hear small market, but that is unfortunately a reality of Major League Baseball. And the chips are often stacked against cities like Milwaukee, Tampa Bay, Kansas City. And the fact that the Brewers have themselves as the third best record in the National League since 2017, along with the Dodgers and Braves, wow, that's really remarkable. When you think about it and you step back and realize some of the moves that David Stearns and Matt Arnold together made in that time period. So I think fans can and should demand more, but don't be less appreciative in spite of that.
All right, rapid fire round with Stephen Watson. I'm going to ask you five quick questions. Number one, the most important Brewer player to their success moving forward is who?
All right, any player.
Any player.
I think Brandon Woodruff, because I don't think Corbin Burns would be a part of their long-term plans, because I don't think they'll be able to afford him. I think they need to lock down Brandon Woodruff.
Great answer. You mentioned it. Philly born and raised. More impressed by the Phillies or the Eagles thus far?
Phillies. I mean, it's truly a situation where you just have to get in. The Phillies limped into the postseason, a lot of that with help of the Milwaukee Brewers. But the way that they have caught fire in the postseason is kind of reminiscent of what the Braves did last year. You just got to get in, and it'll be a crazy World Series.
Damn it. They got that last spot over the Brewers. Makes me frustrated. On the Tee House, ESPN Milwaukee, Monday nights with Gabe Neitzel. Who's the coolest person you've ever golfed with, Stephen Watson?
Wow.
I got hard-hitting questions here.
Brandon Woodruff.
Oh, there we go. He's the answer for two of these questions. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Giannis goes for over 40 again last night. He's just a freak of nature. You've watched him for many years. Are you numb to Giannis and how insane he is, or do you still have those holy crap moments with Giannis and Antetokounmpo?
You're not a human if you don't have holy crap moments watching him on a nightly basis. He is a must-see nightly basis type of NBA talent. Maybe the most, outside of what Steph Curry can maybe wow you. I think what Giannis is doing right now and the mission that he is on, the fact that he keeps getting better and more dynamic, buy your tickets now, Bucks fans, because cherish these moments. I think we're going to be telling our kids and grandkids about the opportunity we had to watch Giannis play.
I can't wait to see you on Bally Sports Wisconsin with confetti all over your suit again at the end of the season. Last one for you, Stephen. One word to describe Ben Brust.
Oh, God.
Correct response.
Clown.
Yeah. Totally agree. See, that's why we bring in Stephen Watson for this stuff. Stephen, I really appreciate the time, man. Really enjoyed the conversation. Thanks so much.
Alex, thank you. I look forward to hearing about your first Crazins experience. Enjoy that salad, my friend.
Yeah, I'll shoot you a text later when that happens. I love that these have come into my life just because David Stearns stepped down as the president of baseball operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. That's Stephen Watson. You can see him on Bally Sports Wisconsin. He's the Brewers and Bucks host there. You can also find him on Twitter at SWatsonTV.